Rosicrucian Impressions of Egypt. Rosicrucians have always been fascinated by Egypt, the font of our spiritual lineage. Following are some Rosicrucian reminiscences of the two lands from the 19th through the 20th centuries. Marie Corelli, SRC.
A red sky burned over Egypt. Red with deep intensity of spreading fire. The slow-creeping waters of the Nile washed patches of dull crimson against the oozy mud banks, tipping palms and swaying reeds with color as though touched with vermilion. And here and there, long stretches of wet sand gleamed with a tawny gold.
Debbie Barrett, SRC.
The sacred dung beetle was believed to be capable of self-generation. The self-fertilized eggs were packed into a ball of manure, rolled across the sand towards the rising sun, and in due time a metamorphosis would occur and new life would emerge. Thus the scarab became the symbol for the soul that transformed itself through the cycle of evolution. This journey of evolution is the course that every soul must navigate. Hatshepsut, the fifth king of the 18th dynasty, was the first to publicly record the scarab on her tomb walls in its transformational role in the Egyptian Book of the Afterlife, which is called the Amduat. I encountered this powerful text in the tomb of her successor, Thutmosis III, and it was through this ancient story that the course for my evolution was charted.
Mary E. McRae Reed, SRC.
I resolve to survive the wilderness and set the captive free from the fear that binds the self to inconstancy. I cast my eyes above tomorrow's promise. I seize today, for visions fade, and autumn shades those who sleep on Lotus Land.
Kathy Kuhn, SRC.
As ever, Egypt points past curiosity, compelling the individual to move from the shadow's reflection to light. Yearning has yielded to knowing. Egypt's melodies and rhythms now evoke gnosis, allowing Egypt and the individual to be one. Living in stillness beyond words, the journey home begins and ends in Egypt.
Vic Zeller, FRC.
The day before we returned home, we went into the second pyramid, Khafre's. We went into the burial vault chamber, and there were only a few quiet people there, and I wondered, who built the pyramids? I felt a strong urge to put my hands and forehead on the chamber wall, and so I did. And then I said to myself mentally, "Who are you? Who built this place?" And then a voice in my head answered, "Welcome back,